insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح. المصباح في زجاجة. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche within which is a lamp. The lamp is within glass. The glass as if it were a pearly white star lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow even if untouched by fire. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills, and Allah presents examples for the people, and Allah is knowing of all things.
Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, the very verse started, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. What we reached is this part. Yahdi Allahu li nurihi man yasha. Allah guides unto His light whom He pleases, and Allah sets forth similitudes for mankind. وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ And Allah is all aware of all things. What we said can be concluded, and we said that light is something that is itself bright. Light causes the brightness of other things. In Islamic culture, we have many things that have been mentioned as light, including the Holy Quran, the tradition, the knowledge, wisdom, faith, guidance, Islam, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course, all the infallible Imams. We said, based on the concept of the verse, that this kind of light, this light of faith in the hearts of the Muslim believers, must be so pure that should not be moved, should not be deviated, should not be put out by any kind of personal opinion, by any kind of incorrect prejudice, by any kind of personal taste, by any kind of superstition. So these are all the things, any inclination towards west and east, all these things are the factors of decreasing this luminosity of this lamp. And this is exactly the kind of similitude, the kind of example that Allah has stated for His light. We understand from these matters that if we see in narrations by the infallible Imams that Mishkat is interpreted as the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, Misbah as the light of knowledge, Zujaja as Imam Ali alayhi salam, his successors sometimes, and Shajaratun Mubarakah, the blessed tree, as Ibrahim Khalil, who is the root of this family, and the Quranic sentence, neither of the west nor of the east, La Sharqiyatin wala Gharbiya, as negation of inclination toward Judaism and Christianity. These are, in fact, the other face of that light of guidance and faith. These are the statements of a clear extension of them, but it is not limited to them only.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So what we said is that we need to have a full light, which is full of luminosity, and sometimes we need to be aware of the factors causing the decrease of this light. In order for a light of faith to be at its complete form, we must have misbah, which is those very flames of faith. We must have zujaja, which is the very bulb and heart of the believer. We must have mishkat, which is the chest of the believer, which is the collection of his personality and knowledge and thoughts, saving him, saving his faith from all these deviations. And of course, at the very last step, we need the kind of material in order to glow, in order to be full of luminosity. And of course, if some commentators have interpreted this divine light as the Holy Quran or intellectual reasons, or the Holy Prophet ﷺ, it has a root in common with the commentary of these verses too. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.